This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Ladies and gentlemen, no applause necessary. Welcome to Survivor Series Fallout. We are watching Daniel Bryan's second win, his second run, his second gasp. And Brock Lesnar is at his mercy. He was dead for 5 minutes, literally, clinically dead. And now Daniel Bryan again with the running knee. One more time, Daniel Bryan is taking it to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is winded. Brock Lesnar is down. He is red. His leg gave out. Yes, Lock. Yes, Lock. And Daniel Bryan has a yes, Lock in. Yes, Lock. Will Brock Lesnar tap? Will Brock Lesnar tap out? What a match. What a night. Survivor Series. Brock Lesnar is standing. Laying. Standing. Will he tap? Can he break this hold? Is he going to tap Daniel Bryan with every last bit of energy, every last bit of hope? And Brock Lesnar breaks the yes lock. And Daniel Bryan now clubbing and fists right to the side of the skull of Brock Lesnar. Daniel Bryan again with the yes lock locked in. Will Brock Lesnar submit? Brock Lesnar is turning red. He has nowhere to go. He is in the middle of the ring searching for the ropes, searching for some escape. And Daniel Bryan might do the unimaginable. Raw has won every single match tonight. SmackDown annihilated in Brock Lesnar, the last hope. And Daniel Bryan now with the triangle. But his shoulders are down and the triangle locked in and a fist to the face. And now Brock Lesnar picking up Daniel Bryan. Here comes the F5. F5 to Daniel Bryan. That's got to be it. That's it. One, two, and that's all. Brock Lesnar beats Daniel Bryan. And Raw gets the clean sweep. SmackDown buried the entire night. SmackDown, the billion-dollar company, going to Fox with a loss in every category. Every single match lost. Every single match buried. SmackDown is toast. SmackDown is no more. Raw, the A show. SmackDown, the F minus, the F5. And Brock Lesnar was taken to his limit by Daniel Bryan. 6-0. Look at that score. And Brock Lesnar is beaten. Not standing tall. He's hurt. And he's looking at Daniel Bryan. What is he going to do? Are they going to hug again? They hugged twice in the match. Daniel Bella again. Look at it. We see it again. Almost. Nearly. And Brock Lesnar would not relent. SmackDown, the F5 show. SmackDown, losers. The biggest losers in all of sports entertainment. SmackDown. SmackDown cannot relive this. And if I was Fox, I would be rethinking giving Vince any money for SmackDown. Why? Raw is the better show. Raw is the greater show. 6-0. 6-0. And Daniel Bryan put up a valiant effort. But in the end, Brock Lesnar destroyed Daniel Bella. And on that note, we go to our panel. Ladies and gentlemen, might I introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
T-Rock, how the hell you doing, man?
SmackDown's the biggest loser. SmackDown's a horrible loser. SmackDown,
you know,
loses
it's a big loser, but you picked all of SmackDown to win.
I did.
You
I was
all
totally wrong.
SmackDown. That is, it's amazing how this happened.
It's not amazing. Vince hates SmackDown, even though it gave him $1 billion.
No, it's collusion, man. That's what it is. Vince McMahon heard the show and he decided to fuck you over. That's exactly. It's a conspiracy. But
yeah, I believe so.
You, don't you see that?
I do. I do. I picked it and I lost. I don't even know if I got 1 point. I don't think. Did I get a point? Let's see. Did I get anything right? I got Buddy Murphy.
I don't know.
I think I got this one right. I got Buddy Murphy and the SmackDown tag title. So, you know. Buddy Murphy and the SmackDown tag title. That's pretty much
Buddy
it.
Buddy Murphy.
But I don't know. I mean, we have to kind of, like, two of the matches weren't the same as we left the air on Monday Night Fallout. But I digress.
Yeah.
We will go over our predictions tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. Let's go to the former Armageddon champion, Christian.
What a stellar pay-per-view this was tonight. It was a great pay-per-view.
Actually, it was good. The last few matches, the last three, the rest of it was kind of meh. But except for the Buddy Murphy match was great. That was a good match. Quite appreciative of that one. And look, we're seeing TNA footage on WWE Network right now. Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Like, whoever thought that would ever happen? AJ Styles and TNA. TNA, look at it. You see it on the screen. TNA.
Yeah.
TNA. Crazy. All right, so Survivor Series, pay-per-view. It opened up tonight with the women. But let's talk about the pre-show. Did anybody watch the SmackDown's only victory? Tag team match. I didn't. Minister, did you watch it? Minister, hello? Unmute yourself.
I did not watch it. Thank you, by the way. No, I did not watch it. However, I do know who won. SmackDown.
Yes.
That was their only
SmackDown.
Win. But they didn't recognize it. They didn't even recognize it. What the hell?
Nope, it's a pre-show. It doesn't count, as we know. I don't know, like, I guess because Shane is best in the world, that negates everything. I have no idea. SmackDown, a big goose egg. I mean, all right, Christian, you watched it. What'd you think of the tag team match?
I thought it was a good match, honestly. It was the best pre-show match I've seen in a while. The right team won, as it should be, and the right team was the right sole survivors, the Usos. So, thumbs up.
Nice.
Thumbs up for that.
Christian, even.
Not even counting, though. Did not count at all. 6-0, Raw, the winner, and SmackDown. What a loser. What a loser show. The loser, like, it's the best show they have. But it's a loser. What a loser show. What a awful show. Like they're a bunch of losers and nothing. Bunch of losers on SmackDown. They're all losers. They're losers. They're the biggest losers. Now I would have listened. Like Minister says, listen. I would listen. I would have changed if I knew that Charlotte wasn't gonna be in that 5-on-5 match, I might have changed my mind because at the beginning of the pay-per-view, we saw the 5-on-5 women's match. And looking at the women standing again across from each other, there was no way SmackDown was going to win. Like, the instant I saw it there, I knew that SmackDown was not going to win. Minister, Sinister, let's go to you first. 5-on-5 women's match, Nia Jax in the end, the sole survivor because she screwed over what's her bucket. I thought Carmella should have lasted longer. I don't get why she wasn't in there longer, but Nia Jax being the heel, and I don't know, Minister, what'd you think?
Well, I did not watch the whole match, unfortunately. I did have an eye on it, though, because there was a lot of booty in the match. So I did have my eye on it. I did not have the volume up, so I couldn't hear any of the things that was going on. I was watching football at the time. But, you know, I did see a lot of ass, and that's all that mattered in this match to me. The end, I was expecting Nia Jax to win because she is the true heel that she is now after what happened the other day with Becky Lynch and all that. So I was fully expecting Nia Jax to win, and she did. It was no surprise to me.
Yeah, Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the women's match?
I thought this was one of the worst matches in this card. I thought it was kind of bland. I thought it was kind of boring. But the worst one who has to be goes to Mandy Rose. I'm sorry to say this, but Mandy Rose is becoming Eva Marie 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mandy Rose, she's hot, though. You got to admit.
That's all there is to it, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
that'll get her by. That'll get her by.
Yeah.
That will get her by. It's all Vince. You know, this show,
yeah.
Everything is still, it's still run by Vince. And you can tell tonight, Vince does not care about SmackDown at all. At all. He could give a crap about SmackDown. At all. At all. All right. So, from that, let's move to Raw versus SmackDown WWE Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. What a good match this was. This was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. You know, I was watching it as I was driving. And Seth Rollins wins. So I was. Seth Rollins wins. And we find out that he's going to be facing Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship at TLC. Minister of Sinister, Seth Rollins beats Knock America.
Yeah, man, this was a great match. I loved the match. I thought it was a good match. I paid attention to the match, even though I had the game on as well. I did not have the sound on for the match, but my attention was mainly on this match, man. They had a great match, hard-hitting match. I didn't care for Nakamura's ring gear. However, you know, he had to wear blue. I mean, what was he going to do, show up in his red outfit? It couldn't happen. So I understand why they did that. But it was a bad look for him, man. It didn't look cool on him. And then he had two shades of blue on, making it even worse. But I digress. Nevertheless, man, the match had, you know, they did a lot of moves on each other, man. Suicide dives, springboard clotheslines, and a couple of misses here. Backstabbers, buckle bombs. I mean, he had everything in this match, man. So I enjoyed it. It was a good hard-hitting match. And then the end, the finishing sequence, I thought I really enjoyed how they did that, man. The Kinshasa miss, and then it turned into a freaking curb stomp. I thought that was really cool the way they finished it. It was a good match. I was expecting Nakamura to win. I wanted Nakamura to win because he hasn't been on any pay-per-views here recently. Like, he's missed like the last four or five pay-per-views. Then he comes to a freaking pay-per-view and he freaking loses. I thought that, you know, Seth Rollins should have lost this one, but we'll go over that tomorrow.
No Dean Ambrose, like we all had
and no
thought.
Dean Ambrose, yeah.
I was waiting.
And no Dean
I was
Ambrose.
Waiting. If you want to, you should go to WrestleCorp.com and chat on the thread. It is opened up. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Seth Rollins beating Knock America with no Dean Ambrose in sight?
Well, I think it made sense for Dean not to show up because if Dean really did cost Seth the match, then he would have gotten heat on Raw, and that would have cost Raw a point, so then he would have been in serious trouble kayfabe-wise. But I knew Shinsuke was going to lose because of the way he's been booked. And the fact that he's United States champion is the worst championship in history. So that's why he lost. He didn't lose because of himself. He lost because he's the United States champion. That's why he lost.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see your point there, but I don't know. I was still waiting for Dean Ambrose. But somebody, they said that WWE looks at this show as meaningless, as it has nothing to do with storyline, nothing to do going forward, doesn't matter. So you know, a second throwaway pay-per-view. I mean, it was good, the matches, but a throwaway pay-per-view. But there you go. Seth Rollins wins, and now he's on to Dean Ambrose, probably in a ladder match. I would say put them in a ladder match because they had the last ladder match they had was for the title. So I think that maybe a ladder match. What do you guys think?
Well, if Dean Ambrose comes out and attacks Seth Rollins with a chair, we'll know it's a chair match. There's always going to be, before the TLC, there's always somebody that comes out and brutally beats somebody up with a chair. So it's a chair match. In this case, it might even be the women tonight because there was a chair involved in that match tonight. Actually, there's two different brands there. So, but anyway, yeah, whoever comes out and attacks somebody with a chair will have the chair match. I would like to see a chair match. I'd be okay with that.
I think Becky and Charlotte are going to team up now and be, you know, they're both
team
heels
badass.
Apparently. Yeah, I mean, but I believe that Charlotte did what Becky was supposed to do. I think Becky was supposed to kill Ronda, and, you know, that's why Ronda had planned the whole, you know, down, and because they knew that the crowd was going to boo her. I mean, it had to have been known. Christian, what do you think Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose will be at the TLC pay-per-view?
Well, because of the backstage interview segment with Seth Rollins saying that Dean Ambrose has been hiding, I think the match is going to be a steel cage match. So Dean Ambrose has nowhere to hide and nowhere to run.
At a TLC, that TLCC, cage, tables, ladders, chairs, and cage. They've done stairs, so they can do cage. All right, moving on. The urine match, as in urine the money, the urine match for the tag team champions versus tag team champions, Authors of Pain versus The Bar, and of course, Little Midget pisses himself and it causes a distraction, and the Authors of Pain win, Minister of Sinister, urine, Vince McMahon, all over this.
Man.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Vince wrote this whole show.
He did, man. There's, you know, anytime somebody pisses themselves, it's got to be Vince behind it, man. It has to be. And I thought he should have been wearing tighter pants because the piss would have shown better. You know, you get some tighter pants on him, the piss is going to show. He probably had a lot of piss running down his leg and not as much made it onto the pants. But, again, if he would have had tighter pants, that would have been better on that. This match was a complete fucking shit match to me. It was one of the worst matches on the card. I didn't care anything for it. I saw the match. I even heard the match. And it's like, what the hell? You know, but yeah, now in hindsight, it had Vince. This match had Vince written all over it.
It did. So, shitty match, good match, shitty match. Christian, you're in match.
Oh, God. This match was garbage. One of the worst matches of the pay-per-view. It was horrible. None of them could have coordinated better. The Bar got completely fucking buried in this whole fucking match. The Authors of Pain were garbage. It was a shit match with a shit ending. Enough said.
With a piss ending. Not a shit ending.
Yeah.
Pissy ending. Piss ending. Piss.
Well,
and Mumra's in the chat.
That's some good shit, man.
Welcome, Mumra, the World Generation Champion. He's going to face the winner of the Triple Threat. Minister, did you tell
Speaking
Batman
of piss,
and Joe Bates?
I'm taking a piss. Yeah, I'm taking a piss right now. I'll be right there, man. Speaking of piss.
Well,
or shall I say urine?
Urine. But did you tell Batman and Joe Bates that they're in a match?
I did. I let them know.
Good.
Yeah, they know all about it.
My money's on Joe Bates, but Best Friends NXT. Joe Bates is the new World Generation Champion. That'd be great. He'd love
oh,
that.
Hell.
With his finisher, the Bates Motel. Yeah, gotta love it. Bates Motel.
There you go.
You can check in.
What's Batman's finisher?
Fat Man's finisher? I don't know. Young boy in the cave, or the bat signal, or the batarang, or the utility belt. One of those. We'll see when it happens.
It could have a few of them, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
if I can only reach my bat belt.
So moving along now, we got the Authors of Pain winning. And then, what an awesome match. Mustafa Ali and Buddy Murphy. Like, 205 might be a shit show, but man, they do some good matches at these pay-per-views. Like, this is the second match I've seen of Buddy Murphy, and these matches are awesome. This was a fucking great match. Like, almost match of the night, I would say. I like the Ronda match, but, I mean, this match is tops up there. Minister, what did you think of this one?
I completely agree, man. It was a great freaking match. Love the way these guys work, man. Looks like they've been working forever. I don't know what the hell. It was like seamless flaw. They would go from one set, move set to another, and they just displayed all kinds of talent out there, man. It's a damn shame that I don't watch these guys. I just don't have time. What are they, on Tuesday night? No, that's SmackDown. Even SmackDown. I mean, I record SmackDown and watch it whenever I can, bits and pieces here and there throughout the week. Usually on Wednesday I finally catch up on it, or sometimes even Thursday while I'm driving around as well, but I digress. But anyway, yeah, man, this freaking Mustafa Ali, I had seen him before, but I hadn't seen him wrestle. And I had seen that Buddy Murphy match from the last pay-per-view that was also a freaking badass match. And so, man, these two guys tonight, I have to agree with you, man, that had to be one of the better matches of the night. I mean, these guys were bouncing around all over the place, and there was a time when I hated the freaking midgets, man. But nowadays, I mean, these guys, man, they're putting it all together. The reason I hate the midgets, man, I can't stand when somebody real tiny like Rey Mysterio is beating up guys like Kane and shit. I just, that's too much for me, man. But when you have two midgets going at it, I'm all for it, man. This is a great match, a great freaking match.
When you have two midgets going at it, you're good. And a lot of people said, what is this match? Why is this on the show? And a lot of people said, because red and blue make purple. So there you go. Christian from Philadelphia, what'd you think of this one?
This match defeated the whole match between Shinsuke and Seth Rollins. I thought that this match was way better than their match. This was easily my favorite match of the night. Fucking superb, man. Buddy Murphy's offense is fucking phenomenal. And fucking Mustafa Ali's selling is fucking brilliant. I love this match. 5 stars,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'm pulling a Dave Meltzer. 5 stars.
God damn it.
It was really good, and it's a shame that 205 Live is such an awful show. Like, but they do bring it. Like, they just need to do away with the show and just have the cruiserweights on, like, Raw. You know what I mean? Like, bring them back to Raw. Now they've been showcased, have these great matches. Like that, I don't know. I just think that these guys are wasted, and wasted big. All right, I was surprised that this match did not close the pay-per-view. I predicted it. Again, I was wrong about everything, but I was wrong about I got 2 points, though. I got 2 points. I'm happy about that. I got Buddy Murphy in the SmackDown pick. But I was thinking the same thing, Minister. I was thinking, well, I predicted SmackDown would win except for the 5-on-5. So, of course, Raw would win everything. You know, I mean, hey, like you said, it's a conspiracy that Vince is listening to the show. And Vince, it's a good show, but, you know, I mean, they paid $1 billion for SmackDown, and you shit all over the show. So I don't know how they come back for that. I don't know why. Well, if you were a fan and you just tuned back in, why would you want to watch SmackDown? SmackDown sucks. I don't care. I'm not going to watch it. So the 5-on-5 traditional elimination match. Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, Bobby Lashley, Shane McMahon, Jeff Hardy, Miz, Samoa Joe. All right, let's go one by one. And we're not going to take a break tonight. We're just going to go straight through. So first off, Samoa Joe gets eliminated within like 3 friggin' seconds. Minister. Quick thought.
No, I missed it. Flash round.
You missed the match?
Yeah, missed it completely.
You missed the whole match?
No. This that part right there. It was one of those deals where I was gone from the TV a little bit, came back, and next thing you know, the fucking Samoa Joe's over. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, apparently he's injured, so that was their way of writing him off. But again, looking at this match from the size perspective, like, I don't know what I was thinking. And in the end, like, when the three monsters were left and it was Shane, like, really. Kristen, quick thoughts on Samoa Joe going out early.
Awful. They should have done a count-out instead, not a pinfall. They should have done a count-out. That way he could have been safe, you know, legitimize him. They should have done a count-out, not a fucking pinfall tonight.
All right, and then Finn Balor is the next one to be eliminated. So Raw goes up. Finn Balor was next, and then Dolph Ziggler. So it was 4-on-3, and then they put Braun Strowman through the table, and Shane did through the table and a coast to coast, and then Braun Strowman swatted Shane. But then Braun Strowman eliminated Jeff Hardy,
Rey Mysterio,
The Miz. And yeah, and then it ended with the three monsters standing tall, and Drew McIntyre cheap shotted, or Baron Corbin cheap shotted Braun Strowman. Now, they said that none of these matches, the storylines are not going to continue in this pay-per-view. Has nothing to do with storylines, and yet this match was just about a Raw storyline. Had nothing to do with SmackDown, had nothing to do with SmackDown storyline. It was all about Raw, just like this whole pay-per-view was all about Raw. Minister, what did you think of the entire match and how it was all about Raw?
Well, as I told you, I missed the beginning, but, you know, after you've explained it, and then having seen what I saw, definitely it was all about Raw, man. I mean, shit, the whole freaking pay-per-view was designed to make Raw look like the superior show for whatever reason. I guess they're trying to kiss ass to USA to maybe get them to buy Raw. I don't know what the hell. The whole thing was fucking Raw heavy tonight. And it doesn't matter if they were faces or heels. It was just Raw heavy. Strowman coming out there, beating everybody, and that's what was a shocker to me. I was expecting Strowman to be the last guy, sole survivor. But the fact that they had Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley out there as sole survivors, and they were acting as a cohesive unit there at the end, walking up the stage and shit, soaking it in from the crowd. I mean, it was one of the craziest things I've seen as far as an ending to a Survivor Series in a while that I've seen, I think. It was crazy ending.
Well, now you got Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, and Dolph Ziggler. So there's a four-person stable right there against Braun and his stable of Finn Balor and insert jobber number one, insert jobber number two, and jobber number
three. Yeah,
they're
all jobbers.
Christian from Philadelphia. Elias. Okay, so you got Braun Strowman, Elias, Finn Balor. Who's the fourth one that's going to go with Ziggler? I mean, I guess Rollins, but he's tied up with Ambrose.
Elias, who didn't even have a concert tonight, man.
No.
How disappointing is that?
He was doing the whole California fire incident where there's, like, wildfires, and he was visiting with Rusev. But I know why SmackDown lost every match. It's because of the whole World Cup incident, because Shane won the World Cup. I guess this was the punishment. This was the punishment tonight. Make SmackDown lose every single match because Shane won the World Cup. This was their punishment tonight.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I guess. I don't understand how that – I don't know how that's, like, a punishment.
Yeah, same here because,
really.
I mean, it's not like Vince McMahon didn't know about Shane O'Mac winning the World Cup.
No.
And it was – that was just, like – that wasn't, like, a big thing. Like, this is an entire show that you just shit upon. Like, it was an entire show. Raw even pissed themselves during this pay-per-view and still swept it clean. Like,
I guess because in point of view in Raw, SmackDown are supposed to be the heel group because they did invade Monday Night Raw. So I guess that's why they lost every single match, too, because they were the heel group.
Well, whatever it is, I'm assuming that once SmackDown starts on Fox, it's going to be a different story. I'm guessing that the brand split will end. You have to think it's going to end, or are they just going to move everybody from Raw over to SmackDown? And everybody, I mean, I guess the draft is going to be huge because it's just going to change the complexion of the entire WWE, because SmackDown will then now have the Universal Championship and whatever. I don't know.
You know something. There was something on the pre-show that caught my eye. Jonathan Coachman looked kind of pissed off. And now I understand why, because he's pissed off that he knows that SmackDown was going to lose every single match tonight.
I just don't get it. But because they already sold SmackDown to Fox, they don't have to sell it anymore. I just don't know. I just don't get it. Like, I guess you want to tune into SmackDown to see how they take the loss and how they're the biggest losers of everything who lose. And you want to see a loser show that loses all the time and losers.
But wait a minute,
that's
man.
They still have
the World Cup, baby. They still have
the World Cup, man.
What are you talking about?
they won the World Cup, so they're not losers.
Thanks to Shane
at all. They got that. So that's great, but Raw, like, decimated SmackDown. So now Baron Corbin's going to probably be the full-time GM now.
I feel bad for Paige. This pay-per-view made her look like an idiot.
Everybody on SmackDown look like an idiot. Miz did a really good job. He was having a great match. He had the opportunity he should have been the last one instead of Shane. Like, because when Shane was standing there against Bronson, like, you were like, okay, I guess this is what Vince really thinks of his son. And we'll leave it there. And we didn't go to break, but you can tune in tomorrow night to Monday Night Fallout. We will be here. We'll go over our prediction points and see who won and see how I lost. How bad I lost, and we'll talk about that. And Tuesday, Santori might do a show. He didn't. He was doing LSD apparently on Tuesday, so he couldn't do his show.
Oh, you're kidding me! He should have recorded that shit. Did he record any of that shit?
No, unfortunately,
that would have been a great show, man.
It would have been a wonderful show. Would have been great. Let's move on. Mumra in the chat says, "What's up, fellas?" Best friend or Let's Go NXT says, "Man, what a fun time! Survivor Series was a great show, but War Games was the best show of the weekend. I didn't watch it." All right, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. What a rough and hard-hitting, like, it wasn't pretty, man. This match was crazy, and Flair's hair was just messy and disheveled, and then she just fucking went, like, nuclear, like, crazy, and just kendo the shit out of Ronda Rousey, killed her, that whatever she did, that flip over, that Ronda's head went into the chair, oh my god. Like, that was fucking insane, and then the neck spot, and then she elbowed her in the face, and, like, you know, what a fucking, like, it wasn't pretty, but damn, it was a good match. Minister of Sinister, what you think of this one?
Oh, man. First of all, kudos to both Charlotte and I think even Ronda. I think they were both commando tonight, but I'm not sure. I mean, you could see a lot of If you were paying attention, you could see a lot.
A lot of toe.
But anyway,
camel toe.
Yeah, man, what a hell of a freaking match, man. And the ending, I'm convinced that this was designed for Ronda or for Becky Lynch to do the same ending. I think it would have been the same ending either way. But, yeah, man, Charlotte tore it up. She brought the viciousness, and, man, Ronda Rousey took it like a champ, man. Those marks on her arms and her back, and she had a couple of good ones on her legs. I mean, this was the best stuff I've seen from women ever, ever. I've never seen women get down like this, this rough and tough, man. I mean, it was fucking badass. One of my favorite women's segment ever, and I expect them to pick up the game even more from here because Becky Lynch has just become the fucking female icon of WWE just like that. Monday, it happened. You know, so I expect her and Ronda, hopefully Ronda sticks around long enough so that they can do a match. But this setup that they did right here, I think it's probably going to lead to Charlotte and Ronda at WrestleMania instead of Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, leaving her out of the mix, which I don't agree with. But, yeah, man, it was a great match, hard-hitting match. They beat the shit out of each other. In the end, Charlotte, you know, she proved herself as a badass bitch, man. And I thought it was going to be Ric Flair that came out to stop it. But then it was the referees that came out. And then she even got in their faces and then took them down. I mean, the whole thing was badass. I think it was brilliantly done. No complaints from me on this one. This was A fucking plus all the way. I loved it. Loved this shit.
Christian, they camel tore it up. They tore it up.
I can't believe that both Daniel Bryan and Charlotte had better heel turns than Dean Ambrose. That just proves to you that Raw is shit, that they can't even handle their own heel turns right. Why? I mean, this is fucking awesome, dude. Charlotte Flair, she knows how to fucking pull the psychotic gimmick real good. She looked like a fucking maniac. She looked like she was on her period in that match.
And that's it, huh? With her hair messed up and her crazy face and Ronda crying and selling like a champ.
But that begs the question, is Nia going to win the championship now? Because Ronda's injured right now. Is she going to win the championship in the next pay-per-view, or is Ronda just going to hulk up and fucking beat Nia Jax? Like the injuries don't matter.
Nobody's gonna beat Ronda until WrestleMania. But it's funny because we all called a no contest on this match, and it didn't go to a no contest, but it was close. So I don't know, but yeah, it was a pretty good match, and like you know, I enjoyed it. It was hard hitting and. You know, it really looked like they were beating the shit out of each other. It wasn't really wrestling heavy. It just looked like they beat the living hell out of each other. So good on them. And another good match. There's only two shitty matches on this pay-per-view. And the two shitty matches were the first one and the third. But that's okay, because you got to have a shitty match here and there. All right, so the main event saw Daniel Bryan clinically dead for 5 minutes. Like, literally, like... After that first throw, like, I thought that was it. Like, his neck is broken, he's dead, he's got a concussion, his brain is scrambled, because he hit hard. And he was out and out and out, and then he finally starts kicking Brock and kicks him in the nuts, and then goes crazy, and Brock, like, you know. There was a chance, there was a small portion of me that thought Daniel Bryan was going to win, and I would have had him win. I would have had Daniel Bryan beat Brock Lesnar because, you know, Raw had won everything else. But, of course, SmackDown are the losers, and they suck because they're losers. And it's a loser show, and this is the best way to get people to watch your loser show full of a bunch of losers is make them lose. So good for them on losing. Minister of Sinister.
Well, I'm struggling over here, man. Fucking allergies. God damn it. But yeah, man. Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. The first thing I noticed about this match was actually in the beginning with Daniel Bryan coming out. And, you know, he had this different different aura to him, this different attitude comes out. Doesn't immediately start with the fucking yes, yes shit. You know, takes his time. Then he finally does it. He just pumps up the yeses twice, maybe three times, stops. And the audience takes over with the yeses, but then they die down. And then he goes around the ring, and the whole thing was just like, it was a different look to him, a different approach, actually. And it was more methodical, and it was a different Daniel Bryan. A different frickin' Daniel Bryan, okay? So then he gets in the ring, he does his thing. Then the Beast Incarnate comes out. And Daniel Bryan starts freaking mocking him and shit. He starts antagonizing him from the get-go. And so this match, you know, then the match starts, the bell rings and shit, and the whole thing is, you know, he's still antagonizing him and shit, running around and mocking him and shit. But then finally Lesnar grabbed Bryan and, you know, started with the belly-to-belly suplexes and shit. Had his way with them for a while. And I enjoyed it, actually. I enjoyed the beatdown. But I also enjoyed heel Daniel Bella. I thought he did it brilliantly. I'd like to see him pursue that character. I enjoyed the bad boyfriend, Daniel Bryan. So, yeah, man, if they could possibly find a way to turn Miz completely heel, or maybe not completely heel, but face. And maybe not completely face, but face enough. Because he's already a man, everybody likes the Miz already. You know, so yeah, man. Just turn the tables to where people hate him, Bryan, a little bit, the way he beat up AJ Styles. He put a pummeling on fucking Lesnar tonight too, guys. I mean, he pummeled his ass for a while. It looked like Daniel Bryan was gonna win this match, and you're right, T-Rock. I would have booked it the same way. Fuck it. Why not shock the world? This whole time that Daniel Bryan, or that Brock Lesnar's been beating everybody up, it was all for Daniel Bryan at the end. Holy shit. The people that have turned on him, that used to love him before but have now turned on him, they would have lost their shit, man. They would have known what the fuck to do. They would have pissed and shit themselves at the same time. But it didn't happen like that. And Brock Lesnar in the end beat the shit out of Daniel Bryan. Too bad it wasn't for the title. Fuck it, man. Get rid of one of the titles already, because, you know, it sucks that the WWE title right now is not the title being showcased, obviously. When was the last time a WWE title, you know, headlined a freaking match? Actually, it was tonight, but the titles weren't even on the line, so it was meaningless. But yeah, man, Brock Lesnar, fuck it.
Yeah, but at least Brock Lesnar got beat up. I mean, people were saying that Daniel Bryan got, like, was able to do that much to Brock, and Braun didn't do jack shit. Took five F5s and nothing. You know, like...
Yeah.
It's weird, but again, SmackDown is the loser. Christian from Philadelphia. Daniel Bryan was clinically dead for 5 minutes.
I just feel like Daniel Bryan stole Shinsuke Nakamura's heel gimmick to me. He started acting like Shinsuke, where, you know, he fucking, first of all, he was moving around like a monkey tonight. Did you notice that? The way he was moving around?
You know what? To say what you said here, I mean, to concur with what you said, I don't know who he was ripping off, but I did think for a moment, when he first came out, actually, and started doing that different psyche techniques that he was doing, I was like, well, shit, who did he rip this off from? Because, you know, he ripped off the whole yes thing from that one dude from the UFC or whatever the hell it was. But you go right ahead.
Yeah, but he ripped off Shinsuke. And the low blow, too. That was Shinsuke's thing, too. So all in all, this is Shinsuke's gimmick. Gimmick infringement. Gimmick infringement over here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come on. Look at the similarities. Daniel Bryan was a face against AJ Styles for the WWE Championship. Shinsuke Nakamura was faced against AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Fucking Shinsuke and Daniel Bryan low blows MJ in the championship match, right? And then the difference is Daniel Bryan actually wins the match. But come on, this is the same shit. Daniel Bryan is Shinsuke Nakamura 2.0. He's the same heel Shinsuke.
T-Rock, go to the chat, T-Rock. And continue, Christian.
Right.
And continue, Christian.
I mean, seriously, it's the same shit. It's the same story. Like, what explanation is Daniel Bryan going to say in SmackDown? What? The fans? The fans? What's he going to say about the fans? Did the fans turn on him? They didn't turn on him. What's he going to say? Because he got his name repeated over and over? Get the fuck out of here. This is Shinsuke Nakamura all over again. And I wouldn't be surprised if AJ Styles wins back the title very soon. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So then why did they do this, though?
They did it for the whole Saudi Arabia crap, where Daniel Bryan refused to go to Saudi Arabia. They did this shit. That's why I said on Fatal 4-Way they should have done the heel turn after Survivor Series, because this didn't make sense. This made Daniel Bryan look like a fucking idiot. He loses smiling like a fucking clown, even though he's supposed to be representing a brand of a bunch of losers, apparently. And I bet you right away he's going to lose the title against AJ Styles. You watch. Because when it concerns the WWE title, AJ Styles is a god. He wins it right back the moment he loses it. So don't be surprised if you see the next match between AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan and fucking Styles wins back the fucking championship. Don't be surprised. Because no heel holds it against AJ Styles for that long. Just wait and see. Daniel's going to lose that championship to AJ Styles right back, making this pointless, this heel turn pointless. And guess what? This heel turn is going to flop too, because people love Daniel Bryan. I don't know why Daniel wants to be heel now. Like, I don't know if he felt his character was stale, even though it was. But the fact is, the fans love Daniel Bryan. That match was shown in the match tonight. They still chanted the word yes every time he did his kicks. They still got popped excited when he did his high-flying moves. They still went nuts when he did the knee to the face to fucking Brock Lesnar 3 times. It's going to fail. Because Daniel Bryan can't be a heel no more. He can't do it. He could try to do it. The fans won't accept it. He's going to go right back to being a face in about a few weeks. Maybe even after the first pay-per-view as champion.
Well, so on the night, I have to say that Nia Jax, like, looked like she just came from the buffet. Like, she was looking plump. She was looking, like, I don't know, like,
man, everybody
I mean,
else out
it.
There was looking real good, dude. I mean, you lined them all up. They were lined up there from, I guess it was left to right, whatever the hell it was. It could have even been right to left. It don't make a fuck, because Nia Jax was on one end. And the rest of the, from there on, they looked good. You know, some of them had their midriff. Some of them had just a, come on, man. And then Nia Jax, oh, God, she looked like a freaking overstuffed tamale with a fucking
Nia
red top
Jax
on.
Is as fat as Beaky is ugly. That's it. Nia Jax.
Give yourself a round of applause for that one. Shit, hell yeah.
Is as fat as... I'm not trying to fat shame anyone, but girl, lay off the donuts. Krispy Kreme is, every so often.
You're on TV every week, man. Come on, yeah.
And speaking about Biggie, what was the point of giving her a spot in the Raw's women's team and Natalya if they weren't going to wrestle tonight anyway? What was the point of all that Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, why didn't they wrestle? Where was Beaky and Natalya? Why weren't they there?
They were fighting backstage, and Alexa Bliss kicked them off the team.
Oh, I missed that. I missed
bunch of shit.
So yeah,
and then And then the two women who lost the qualifying match, Bayley and Sasha, was in the match anyway. So that whole segment, main event segment between Bayley versus Sasha, was all for nothing, and it was a waste of time.
It was a waste of time, and a lot of people are saying that Nia Jax is the sole survivor for Monday Night Raw, so she's getting rewarded after breaking Becky Lynch's face. And
also,
Becky Lynch tweeted out, unrelated to anything, but in Ireland, the slang word for toilet is Jax. So, savage.
Anyway, and also, I think the fans are starting to turn on Ronda now because they were booing the shit out of her tonight.
Oh, man. They obviously, that wasn't planned. And I don't know where it came from. It came from left freaking field, but yeah, man, they were booing the shit out of Ronda.
Think about it. If she was going against Becky, it would have happened anyway. Think about if Becky did
right.
the same thing. Think about
you're
it.
Right.
They had to know that Ronda was going in as the heel. Even though she's a face, she was going in as the heel because there was no way they were going to boo Becky. They were chanting Becky. So if she went in and did that match and did the same thing, they would have been all over Becky, like, yeah, she just killed Ronda. Like, the same reaction was going to happen no matter who did it.
That was some rock, stone cold type shit, man. Would you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, it would be like Stone Cold and Bret Hart.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'll retract the rock from that. And also, fuck Bret Hart, too, just because.
Yeah.
Fuck Bret Hart.
Yeah. And also, fuck those fake-ass Jim the Anvil Neidhart sunglasses, too. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
And you know what? Fuck Natalya, too, right in the pussy while you're at it.
Yeah.
Fuck it right in your camel toe. All right.
Fucking Fabio wannabe, fucking bitch asshole.
All right, so let's get everybody's ratings and thoughts on the pay-per-view, and then we'll end the show, and then we'll be back tomorrow night on Monday Night Follow-Up to go over our prediction results, which I don't know who won, but I definitely know who lost, and we will... we'll definitely be here on the World Generation Podcast Network. All right, Minister of Sinisters, what would you give tonight's show, and what are your thoughts?
Man, well, I thought it was a for a throwaway show, and I've always known Survivor Series is a throwaway show. It is. That's just exactly what it is. It's a freaking throwaway show. It means nothing. It does not advance anything anywhere. Nothing. It's just whatever the fuck happens. And now we've had three throwaway shows in a row. Three of them. But here we are heading into the next one, which will be another throwaway show because it doesn't really matter what happens at TLC. It's just a wrap-up show for the year. And they're going to set up something for, going down. Actually, it'll all start again. It'll reboot. But yeah, man, this show tonight for a throwaway show, a show that I've always despised. I've never liked Survivor Series. But I have to agree, man. This was a solid pay-per-view. There was only like two bad matches, maybe three. I missed them. I only saw the good matches with the volume up and shit, the good ones. I mean, I didn't even have the volume up for Seth Rollins and Shinsuke, and that was a good freaking match. Of course, they handed it out to us with bad match, good match for a little bit. They finished off on a freaking high note. It really should have been Ronda Rousey finishing off with Charlotte. And maybe it could have been if it would have been Becky. That would have been a great moment had Becky been around. Obviously, we don't know how it was going to be. But nevertheless, I thought it was a good pay-per-view, man. It was solid. Solid. It was a solid deuce. But I'm not going to give it a 2, though. I'm just saying it was a solid deuce because it was a solid piece of shit instead of a runny piece of shit. That's what I'm referring to deuce as right there. But I digress. I'm going to have to give this an 8 out of 10, guys. This is good. This is a good pay-per-view.
8 out of 10. Look at that. Christian, your thoughts and your ratings.
I thought this was the best pay-per-view WWE could have produced in a while. We had shit ones in the past. This one was definitely the best so far. We all know the TLC will be fucking garbage, so we'll be right back to where we started. But anyway, I'm going to give this 8.5 out of 10 tonight.
8.5 out of 10. Booking on up there. I'm going to go with you guys. Aside from the women's match and the pissing yourself match, I think all around, they were all interesting. Like the Nakamura-Rollins match was a wrestling match, a good wrestling match. Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey totally kicked some ass, and there was blood in it, which is good. The 5-on-5 was, you know, it was good. It wasn't all great, but it wasn't terrible, and it furthered Raw's storyline. Daniel Bryan, I was like, they're going to end this early? Like, how is that going to fucking happen? Like, that's why the show was supposed to be at 9, and then I'm like, oh, I got to reschedule it, because I thought it was going to go for 2 minutes. That match went on for like 25 fucking minutes, man. 25 fucking minutes. Who knew? Who thought? I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. No, seriously, 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. I would have booked Daniel Bryan to win, but they have him heel, so they can't. Because if he would have won, the roof would have blew off that place, and his heel turn would have been no more. So that's the only reason why he didn't win. And I'm sad that SmackDown is such a loser and horribly lose. The worst part is it's the best. It's better than Raw. The show is better than Raw. SmackDown is far every week. It's better than Raw. So, of course, Vince was like, well, let's just bury it. Bury it. Bury it.
God damn it. There's no way in hell they won the freaking, they won the World Cup. I'll tell you what, we'll just bury them on Survivor Series. How about that? Book it.
How about that? What a dump. But it was a dump booking, but the matches were great. Like, I would have booked it a little different. I would have had it the total other way around. But, you know, what I would have done is I would have had Braun Strowman walk out of his match. Like, just fucking take out Drew, beat the shit out of Drew, and leave. So he gets counted out, and then Drew gets pinned. And so all it is Bobby Lashley versus three of SmackDown. And Lashley.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you still on Team Neckbeard? Team King Neckbeard?
What do you mean Team Neckbeard? I would have had Braun Strowman beat the shit out of Drew McIntyre and walk out. Get counted out. Drew.
Nah, man. It would have been better to have Drew McIntyre beat the shit out of Braun Strowman and walk out. Here's what I think of the fucking King Neckbeard.
Why the fuck did Dolph Ziggler get pinned by fucking Shane McMahon again? That's just twice he gets pinned by him.
Because he's a loser. He's a flopping fucking piece of shit fish. That's gone
he
bad.
Belongs
he's
on SmackDown.
To...
He belongs on SmackDown. He's
yeah,
going to SmackDown.
How can he say again that he's the best in the world when he loses twice to Shane McMahon in 2 pay-per-views straight? How can he continue saying that about himself?
He's a SmackDown loser. He's just like SmackDown. He's a loser. He's a pathetic, disgusting, worthless loser like SmackDown
yeah.
is worthless and a loser. It's a loser show. It's not even the B show anymore. It's the D show, as in I just took a dump called SmackDown, like a big deuce in the toilet.
Well, the real A show is NXT.
The real A show is Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. And on that note, we are finished tonight. So let's close ourselves out. And then we'll come back tomorrow night and talk about Raw. I'm very interested to see where they go. I don't really want to see Baron and Stephanie gloating. We're the best, blah, 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 la, la, la. But that's going to happen. So, Minister, why don't you close yourself out for the night?
I do want to see it. I can't wait to see that MILF out there tomorrow night, Stephanie McMahon. Ooh, she might even
Stephanie
rub her titties
MILF man.
On Baron Corbin.
MILF man.
She MILF might even man. Rub her tits on Baron Corbin a little bit there for, you know, for no reason. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how Triple H reacts to that, but we'll see. Anyway, yeah, man, closing myself out, go back and listen to Christian and Batman. No, don't do it. It was a terrible show, man. I was ill-prepared. Batman was late. It fucking sucked. So, yeah, don't even worry about that. It's okay. But, yeah, man, next week, I guess, the return of the greatest talk show, hopefully. Really hoping
yes.
for that. Yeah. We'll see.
It might happen. It might happen on Wednesday. A little birdie told me that it might happen on Wednesday. So you might get a special greatest talk show. And, you know, we are going to start doing the greatest of the greatest coming out daily.
Hey,
and
Wednesday
of course, the
night
IWC.
Sounds good.
We'll
yeah,
see.
Wednesday
we'll
night
see
sounds
what happens,
good for the greatest of the greatest.
Well, yeah, we'll do the greatest of the greatest on Wednesdays. We might have a live one. But, yeah, a lot of the old shows. And, of course, like I said, the IWC is coming rising. The poster is nearly complete. So we'll put that out, and that'll be great. Anything else, Minister?
No. Just check it out. Everything is going to be great. This is all greatness. I'd like to give a shout-out to Mama, the Grand Maester, and Let's Go NXT for joining us in the chat. And I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace out, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the soon-to-be former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister! I'm taking that title, bro. I'm sorry. It's fine. It might be an electrified cage match, but I'm gonna toss you into the electrified fence and I'm gonna watch you fry. You
just don't feed me to that goddamn tiger, man. That's all I ask.
Feed you to the tiger. I will
no,
feed you
don't
to the
feed
tiger.
Me to the tiger, damn it. I said don't. Spare me, goddammit. Spare me.
Well, after you get electrified, you'll be cooked and nice and tender. And then we'll fucking feast on your carcass as I hold the title over your burnt and smoky corpse. You fucking heel. I will devour your lifeless corpse like I was a soccer team in the Andes Mountains. I will eat you like a soccer team in the Andes fucking mountains. Like we were in Africa, and the Aborigines in Africa were cooking up a minister and making it sinister with some Chianti and fava beans.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Brutal. Christian.
Close the fucking show.
All right.
Christian.
Oh, wait.
Christian, hello?
I'm right here. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Radio Renegades was kind of terrible last weekend. But me and Minister and the returning Batman pulled it off. It was decent at best, but we'll try it better this weekend at Saturday. But anyway, this February was great. Fuck Stephanie McMahon. She's a total bitch fucker. Fuck Nia Jax. She's a fat whale. And she needs to fucking stop eating the fucking catering before she makes everybody go fucking homeless. What else? No, that's about it. See you guys tomorrow night on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Fatal 4-Way, Monday Fatal 4-Way. I mean Fallout, I'm sorry. But anyway, see you guys tomorrow. Later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the former Armageddon champion, Christian. Now, before I leave you, I want you to think about this, okay? You're in the ring with Nia Jax, and she's wrestling with you after eating catering. My God, she must be farting, and it must stink the damn ring up. Like, her gas must be horrendous. It must be fucking noxious, like you're sitting in fucking San Francisco breathing in a wildfire, except not as pleasant. So think about that when you think about us here on Fallout, and we will be back tomorrow, yes, tomorrow night, right after Raw, during the overrun, Monday Night Fallout. Double L will be back with us, and we'll have our prediction results. IWC Rising is coming up. It's going to be an awesome pay-per-view event. We got an electrified cage match, a death match, a whole bunch of other shitty matches that you're just going to want to hear. Greatest of the Greatest is coming, probably on Wednesdays. And, of course, the IWC, we will run every pay-per-view up until that event, whenever it happens. The poster's almost done. So there you go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mumra, World Generation Champion. Thank you, Pokemon NXT. Pokemon, go to the polls and vote. Yes, go. Thank you guys for joining us. What a show. What a night. We'll see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys tomorrow night on the flagship show of the World Generation Podcast Network, Monday Night Fallout. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.